If you are a Christian believer and you are joined to a local Christian church under its care and oversight, if you've been baptized and are a member in good standing of a gospel church, we welcome you enthusiastically to this table. It isn't a Presbyterian table. Please God, such would never be within our remote horizon. It's the table of Jesus Christ, and here we do not celebrate Presbyterian unity, Baptist unity, Methodist unity. We celebrate Christian unity. And so we welcome all such to share with us in the Lord's Supper. Listen to these gracious words of invitation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Surely one reason why the Lord Jesus Christ left us this supper was to strengthen us and confirm us in our faith. We are physical beings, and our Christian life is lived out in the physicality of those physical beings. Just as in the garden God gave to Adam a physical sign, so he has continued throughout history to give physical tokens of his confirming love. And here, as we handle the bread and drink the wine, God, as it were, is saying, can you feel how much I am for you? Can you taste how much I am for you? And by faith, we taste afresh the condescending goodness of God in the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, do this in remembrance of me. It is the Lord Jesus who is the host at the supper, and he bids us come. Remember him by feeding upon him. Not because he's contained in any measure in mere wine and bread, but because these symbols become means of grace to faith as they're blessed to us by the Spirit. So may the Lord help us to eat and drink worthily, that is, as undeserving, hell-deserving sinners who have found in Jesus Christ a merciful Savior. It's not our worthiness that makes us fit for the supper. It's our damnable unworthiness that has been cleansed in the blood of Jesus Christ. So let not conscience make you linger, nor of fitness fondly dream. All the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. And you know what's next. This he gives you. 'Tis the Spirit's rising beam. Let us pray. Lord, in your great kindness, you have given your church this supper to punctuate our life on earth as your people, regularly reminding us of what you have done for us in your Son. And so we simply pray, Lord, in these few moments together, that perhaps, maybe for the first time, or perhaps for the first time in a long time, you will overwhelm us with the inexplicable wonder of the cross of our Savior Jesus Christ. And we ask it in his name. Amen.